Starting with today's lesson, today's Dancing with Shiva lesson is on Hinduism's revealed scriptures. The Vedas and Agamas revealed by God are Hinduism's sovereign scriptures called Shruti, that which is heard. Their timeless truths are expressed in the most extraordinarily profound mystical poetry known to man. Om. So that introduces the idea of hearing. In other words, Shruti isn't defined just as sacred scripture. It's defined as that which is heard, meaning that there's an oral rather than a written tradition involved in these scriptures. Originally, the Vedas weren't even written down. That's when people had good memories, I guess. For some reason, we've started writing them down in the last few thousand years, but originally, it was just all oral. Everything was memorized. But the idea is that there's something special about hearing in Scripture that's being referred to here. That ties in nicely with the sixth niyama about scripture, Siddhanta Shravana. And again, how is it defined? Scriptural listening. We get this idea again. It's not just scripture, and it's not scriptural study. You would normally think, okay, Siddhanta Shravana, I'll pull out a book and I'll study the scriptures. I'll memorize the scriptures, I'll reason about the scriptures. No, we're listening. We're listening to the scriptures. Why is listening so important? Gurudev explains that beautifully in Living with Shiva, Lesson 51. It is one thing to read the Vedas, Upanishads, and Yoga Sutras, but it is quite another to hear their teachings from one who knows, because it is through hearing that the transmission of subtle knowledge occurs from knower to seeker. And that is why listening is preferred over intellectual study. So that nicely focuses on the key there, which is subtle knowledge. We can grasp the basics or gross knowledge from reading. Read a book on a subject, we learn the subject to some extent. But the subtle points we'll miss. Requires a teacher, requires someone to explain it to us, to grasp all the subtle points. So the more subtle the subject is, of course, the more important the teacher's presence is. And a good example of that is the Inner Search programs. Over the years, you've all been on Inner Search, and you can see it in the life of the new Inner Searchers. You can see yourself and how they're coming along. You can relate that to how you came along. So normally, first, we read the teachings. We read the Master Course, and we study it, and we gain a certain amount of knowledge. But what Inner Search offers is the opportunity to listen to Gurudeva, now to me, to the Swamis, teach, explain. Explain the teachings. And what happens in that process? We catch the subtle points that we missed. Because the subtlety comes through listening to someone who understands it very thoroughly. Gurudev explains this in a very precise way. He goes on to say, let me just find it here. Here it is. The words will be heard. The meaning the Satguru understands as meaning will be absorbed by the subconscious mind of the devotee. Okay, that's the first step. We're impressing the subconscious with the knowledge. And the superconscious intuitive knowledge will impress the sub-superconscious mind of the devotees who absorb it, who milk it out of the Satguru himself. So we're impressing the sub-superconscious of the devotee with the superconsciousness expressed by the Satguru. What happens? Voila. This and only this changes the life pattern of the devotee. Important point. Causing a change because we've impressed the mind deeply. There is no other way. This is why we must come to the Guru open, like a child, ready and willing to absorb and to go through many tests. This is why one must choose one's Guru wisely and be ready for such an event in one's life. The really potent Sampradaya is listening, actually listening to the Guru's words, his explanations. It stimulates thought. Once remembered words take on new meanings. Old knowledge is burnt out and replaced with new. This is Sampradaya. So we can see there's a certain process that takes place that's quite different than just reading a book. The power of the superconscious expression goes into our mind and changes the mind. And then, of course, our life is just a reflection of what's in our mind. So our life changes because of that. So it's beautifully explained here by Gurudeva why, when it comes to scriptures, why when it comes to knowledge about Hinduism, listening is so much more important than just reading. Reading is the first step and is necessary, but listening is definitely the second step and gives us the more subtle understanding. Broadening that concept, these days we rely a lot on books. If you want to learn something, what do? Well, you either go to the Idiot's Guide for or So-and-So for Dummies, right? That's how we learn everything. Even Idiot's Guide to Hinduism came out. Very nice one. What's her name? Linda Johnson. You know Linda, any of you? She's a very wonderful person. She's been studying Gurudeva's teachings and reads Hinduism today and wrote a very nice book on Hinduism. So that is the trend these days. If we want to learn something, we get a book on it. It's automatic. And we think that that's sufficient. But of course, through a book, we can only learn the basic knowledge. The subtleties, we'll miss them. That's an important point to keep in mind in our own life, because this concept is so prevalent. All we need is a book. We can learn something. But that's not enough. To learn something well, we need to associate with an expert in it. Listen to them. Gurudeva is a wonderful example of this. His whole life, he was absolutely consistent. If he wanted to learn something, he would never read a book. Absolutely not. Never once did he read a book to learn something. He would find a person who was an expert in that and talk to them on a number of occasions. Absolutely consistent. That's how he learned many things in different fields. Through the experts, absorbing the knowledge in person from the expert. Gurudeva was an expert at absorbing knowledge in that way. So it's important in our lives to remember that. If there's something we want to learn very well, we shouldn't rely on a book. Book is a good start, but we should go beyond a book and find someone who's an expert in it and associate with them and listen to them and let their knowledge rub off on us. And the same principles apply to any kind of knowledge. As Gurudeva talks about spiritual knowledge, we have to be open. Just as to absorb spiritual knowledge, we have to be open to the Guru to absorb any kind of knowledge, you have to be open to the teacher, which means be respectful. It's a wonderful tradition, bringing a teacher a flower, showing that respect, being humble, listening carefully, realizing that they know a lot more than we do, and being able to fit into that concept. And in that way, we can learn many, many things, just like Gurudeva did, in a fairly intuitive way. It's much easier when you have that approach than going through a laborious process of reading books.